Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. There's a new strange movie which has been released on July 1, and this movie is called The Tomorrow War. It's a typical science fiction movie, you might say, where hostile aliens are coming down to this Earth and that they are determined to destroy mankind, and mankind has to respond by fighting against them. But there are some interesting twists in this movie, which should be of concern to all of us, because this movie describes the need to destroy hostile Sabbath-keeping aliens. They are called White Spikes. At about 30 minutes in the movie, the following remarks are made about the aliens. They crawl back into their nest to keep the Sabbath, their day of rest. One review says, "The only real reference we are given to spirituality at all is that the White Spikes, as the aliens are known, rest every seventh day. Naturally, humans call it their Sabbath." Another review says, "An intriguing quirk of the White Spikes story in The Tomorrow War is a routine that they go into hiding for one day every week. The absence on the seventh day is a convenient plot device at first, as this gives the human army a designated day to bring new recruits from the past to the future. However, there is never an explanation given for why the White Spikes do this to begin with. Are they returning to the Queen White Spike for breeding purposes? Are they honoring some sort of White Spikes Sabbath? It is a puzzling mystery that The Tomorrow War doesn't address." Now, overall, the movie has not received many good reviews. Most of them were bad. But what is concerning is the concept, whether it was done intentional or not, that Sabbath-keeping aliens are determined to conquer the Earth and that they must be destroyed. Now, the Sabbath is clearly identified here as the seventh day of the week. We all know that Sunday is the first day of the week. The movie also claims that these aliens have been on planet Earth for a long time without having been noticed. Now, there's an old Catholic prophecy according to which Antichrist will return to this Earth with armies from heaven. And he will try to enforce Sabbath keeping on the people. And so Antichrist needs to be destroyed. Of course, we totally understand that we are not talking here about Antichrist. We are talking here about the true Jesus Christ, who is coming back with his angels and with us, of course, who are going to be resurrected and made immortal, to enforce the law of God. And the Sabbath is the fourth commandment to be kept. So we see how all of this is being twisted and changed. And it also can explain to us why the armies of the world who are gathering at Armageddon and who then are moving towards Jerusalem where Christ will stand, you know, why they are going to fight him. Well, they are going to fight him because they think he is probably Antichrist or he is a hostile alien. And they don't want to submit to that hostile alien. What we see right now is that more and more movies are being released which are giving you the perception aliens are going to come down, they're hostile, they got to be destroyed. And now we have even the situation where they are being identified as those who are keeping the Sabbath. Now, again, I don't know that these movie makers knew about all of that they knew about this Catholic prophecy. But you see, Satan knows about it. And Satan is preparing the world for a concept that we have to fight Jesus Christ, claiming he is the Antichrist when he returns. Now, we have a free booklet prepared, "Are Jews and Christians at Odds with Jesus Christ?" Are Jews and Christians at Odds with Jesus Christ? You should read this booklet because it will open up your eyes to what the Jesus Christ of the Bible is teaching you, and why most people today do not worship him, because they don't even know him. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Stellenbosch Program.